morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Sylvia Stroy and I'm honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Our scripture text for today is coming from the New Testament book of Acts. It is the 11th chapter, the 27th through the 30th verse, and it reads as thus. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Saul and Barnabas. We've been reading from our devotional journal, Immeasurably More. Today, hear the heart of God say to us, shine, Jesus, shine. There are many spiritual gifts, and they are found in Scripture. Some are found in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. Some are found in Romans chapter 12. Some are found in Ephesians chapter 4. And some are found in 1 Peter chapter 4. We'll see listed the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, healing, miracles, faith, prophecy, serving, teaching, giving, leading, the showing of mercy, helps, administration, tongues, the interpretation of tongues. There are the apostles, the evangelists, the pastors, prophets, and teachers. All of these are spiritual gifts. Now, what are the purpose of spiritual gifts? They're to build up the church, the body of Christ. It's to help the church with its mission until Jesus returns. It allows believers to do the work of the Christian ministry and to glorify God. These gifts are given by the Holy Spirit for the common good. The Bible says that spiritual gifts are ultimately to glorify God and that each of us should use whatever gift we have to serve others. So a spiritual gift is a God-given capacity of every believer to carry out his function in the body of Christ. So yes, you need to know what your spiritual gift is. If you don't know, take a spiritual gifts inventory and assessment. You'll find out. Knowing your spiritual gifts will enable you to find your place of ministry in the local church. Knowing your spiritual gift will enable you to determine what your priorities are. In other words, it'll help you prioritize. So rather than spending a lot of time operating in a space that you have no gifting, you can be most effective by choosing to function in an area of your giftedness so you can build up the church, the body of Christ. One of the gifts listed is that of prophecy. That's the ability to illuminate the word of God and make it shine. Prophets preach, they exhort, they foretell, they explain, they illuminate the darkness in people's lives with the truth of God. Now sometimes they're able to illuminate even the future. Prophets encourage, they admonish, they warn, they direct, they teach, they counsel, and they intercede with the word of God. So here in our scripture text, we read that a great famine had been prophesied or foretold by a prophet named Agabus. Here's the beautiful thing about the word of God. When you hear the word of God, it ought to do something within you as a believer. Look at the disciples. When the disciples heard it, they began to prepare for the famine. They knew it was coming. They began preparing a gift to send to the people of Judea. They anticipated the famine by the Spirit and had the gift ready when the disaster struck. So here's a spiritual gift, that of prophecy, in operation in the church. It built up the believers, the disciples, and it challenged the believers, the disciples, to take action. And then the believers, after taking action, they forwarded the mission of the body of Christ. So the word of God should always challenge us. Leave us with a challenge. And once the word of God has been declared, the question becomes, what then should we do? Once the word has been illuminated in you and I, What must we do to cause Jesus to shine through us to brighten a darkened place? Sometimes within us, there are actions that lie dormant, and a word from the Lord at the right time, and if we are obedient, it will shift us into action and bless not just ourselves, but someone else as well. So when the word is preached, the gift of prophecy in action, it shines in the believer's heart and we respond. We pursue that which God is calling us to. It's not just another Sunday sermon, not just another Tuesday sermon, but we must constantly press into the word we hear, then seek what God wants us to do and how we can be obedient to it to further advance the kingdom. The essential character of the church, it is a body that shares life, one member with another. So here, the famine in the city of Judea had a need, and the other church, Antioch, had plenty. Those are the essential characteristics of a church. There's godly, biblical leadership. In this case, the Antioch church was under the leadership of Barnabas and Saul. There's also the gift of the spirits in operation. They have a shared life in Jesus. There's the proclamation of the word. There's the teaching of the scripture. There's the sharing of the body. And when we're attentive and obedient to our personal giftings of the spirit, then our love and compassion of Jesus find their full expression while we are serving. And as these things occur, Jesus is shining through the church. Remember the sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles 12? The sons of Issachar were people who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. They understood chronological times. They read the stars, the moon. They understood the calendar. They understood planting seasons, when to sow seed, when to harvest. They possessed agricultural wisdom. They understood political times, when new leaders were rising up and when other leaders would end their reign, as God was determining. But here's the thing about the sons and the people of Issachar. They were, number one, disciplined. Number two, they knew the word of God. Number three, they understood the laws of God, what God wanted to do and how God was moving and how he was doing it. They also sought understanding of what God was doing in their times and what God was calling them to do at that time. So as believers, let's seek not just to get the logos of God's word, in other words, how it is recorded in the Bible and how it's communicated, but also let's seek to get the rhema of God's word. That's the word of God spoken to us at a specific occasion, God communicating personally to us through the Spirit's voice in our hearts. Then we can be doers of the word and not hearers only. Then we won't forget what we've heard, but we'll do it as well, that we will be blessed in what we do. Let us pray. Dear God, you are awesome in all of your ways. You've given us a great tool, your word. It's the most potent tool we have. It's razor sharp. Thank you for your word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, your word that is alive and active. Thank you for your word that penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Thank you for reminding us that your word gives us all the power we need to learn the true will of God. For by your word, we'll know truth from error, we'll know godly from ungodly, we'll know right from wrong. As hearers of your word, God, give us the courage to strive to complete the work you've given us to do. Gracious God, will you sharpen our discernment and our spiritual intelligence that we will move into action when we hear your voice. God, give us a spirit like that of the sons of Issachar who understood the times and seasons and knew what to do. Help us, O Lord, to know what role we have specifically and collectively in the body of Christ. Help us to know what you're calling us to do in this season to advance your kingdom. God, woo us until we recognize the Spirit of the Lord at work in us and in the world around us. For God, you said, let light shine out of darkness. And then you made your light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of your glory that's displayed in the face of Jesus Christ. So let your word in us, that light in us, be a light shining in a dark place, that we may declare in word and in deed, shine, Jesus, shine, to the glory of God. This day, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship, either in person or on our website at www.rayofhope.org or on Facebook Live or YouTube at 10 a.m. You may also join us here next Wednesday for prayer. God bless you.